Are you interested in the current state of the health industry? Want to know more about nutrition, natural medicine, holistic healthcare, and more? You're in the right place. Welcome to Nutrition Prescription with your host, integrative health and nutrition coach, Angela Atkins. She dishes the dirt on a bunch of health topics with a social consciousness flair. Here's Angela.
Welcome. This is Angela Atkins of YourHealthUnbound.com, and this is the next episode in the Nutrition Prescription Podcast. And today, my special guest is Norma Carlozzi. Let me tell you a bit about Norma. She is a practicing therapist with a background in heart healing, neuroscience, personal transformation, and nutrition counseling. With an absolute love for teaching people how to successfully navigate all aspects of life. She's on a mission to support people in identifying their blind spots and limiting beliefs, and to shift them into a space of complete empowerment and unapologetic self-expression to reinvigorate their passion for living a healthy lifestyle. Welcome, Norma.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, I'm thrilled to have you with me. Let's talk a little bit about you. How did you get to where you are today? Because it sounds like your vision is rather grand. I mean, to bring people to complete empowerment and unapologetic self-expression, that is not a typical mission that people have.
Yeah, well, you know, my background is I had a very abusive childhood. It was extreme. You know, like RA or ritual abuse, which is that can cause a person to have multiple personalities and all kinds of stuff, which I was kind of there. And so I asked my mother at the age of 14 if I could go to a psychiatrist because that's all I knew. And then I said to my mom afterwards, I said, Mom, they're crazier than I am. Get me out of here. Never again. And they took me to the head of the Haight-Ashbury, clinic, which is where everyone went when they had terrible addictions to crack or heroin. And yeah, and just the sweetest couple that I hung out with. They became my surrogate parents, and I started to get healthier. Then I went into different kinds of counseling and to programs. I mean, I started Gestalt therapy at the age of 18 after high school.
Wow.
Basically, my parents kicked me out of the house and said, my father said, you're bothering your mother. I was just saying my truth. I was standing in my power because I could. I'd started doing that. So I happily left as I went to college and I went after every kind of therapy there was, starting with Gestalt and then going into Theophostic and then various different streams into Sozo and then with heart healing therapy that I do. And so, you know, I remember at age 14 having this aha moment kind of, which was a oh no moment, really. Instead of it being positive, it was like, I am not loved. That was the misconception I had due to whatever was going on. You know, that was my story. I know it'll make me feel better. And that was diving into food, eating large quantities of food. I would get a babysitting job and I would basically clean out their pantry. I hated high school pictures. You know, anytime a person snapped my picture because my face was either broken out or bloated from a binge the night before. You know the story.
Oh, yeah. It's so typical of many people who go through either abuse or feeling unloved. They use food as comfort.
Exactly. And that's what it was. It was my only friend. And I wore, you know, hiding clothes, tent dresses, all that kind of thing. I just felt like a freak. And so I literally became a therapist because of that. I was a piano teacher and then was working on my, you know, therapy education and career And, you know, I kind of jumped from one thing to another, but it has all become a part of who I am. It's not, wow, look at, she's off to one other crazy thing. That's kind of what my parents said or my siblings, but it was like, I kind of had this intuition where to go to get help for me. And so, you know, through therapy and through coaching and programs, I learned to love myself, and actually with that learned great nutrition, how to release toxins, how to release the weight emotionally as well as physically. So it's been a journey, but now I'm a size 4, and for the last 25 years with my own nutrition counseling, you know, coaching business, I have helped hundreds, if not thousands of people to get healthier and release weight and, you know, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, you know, go from a 0 to a 10.
That's quite a story. I mean, you have quite a background, and I think that falls right into our topic today about transformation. I really think that you've made some key statements about how you changed your life and transformed your life into what it is today. So I understand what you just said, that you're now a size 4, but you were a size 14. Now that is a big change. Now, not only does that take, you know, the physical commitment to eating well, but that takes a huge mental commitment. How did you broach that?
Well, you know, I mean, my mother started taking me to diet doctors. She used to lock the freezer on me and shame me any time I ate leftovers out of the fridge or anything out of the fridge. So it was like, and she would say, "I'll eat a square inch of you." And it was with a sneer. So I didn't get the best mental, emotional, spiritual training as a young person. But she did take me to diet doctors where I got injections of methamphetamines, speed, in other words, and pregnant mare's urine and quackery, weird things like that. That just made me feel worse about myself because of my, and really because of my closet eating, to just stop the fire of pain. I mean, it was, I just felt like I always had a broken heart, and I actually did because of things that happened to me.
Yeah. And, sounds like what you've gone through, it broke your spirit in addition to just your health.
Exactly. And then I went into all kinds of autoimmune issues. So at the age of, now I'm almost 70. I turned 70 at my next birthday. At the age of 45, I found great cellular nutrition. And I was dealing with fibromyalgia, severe candida in my heart and lungs. The doctor said I didn't have long to live because of that very issue. And I had weak muscle disease, myasthenia gravis. And I really believe all of that came from the fact that in 1950, when I was born, my pediatrician never really realized who he was because I was a baby. He put me on antibiotics for the whole first year of my life. My mother said I had constant diarrhea. My poor little tush was like hamburger meat till she finally put her foot down. She said enough. I wish she had said enough after a week or two, you know.
Oh, that is just so sad. I mean, studies now show that antibiotics have such a negative behavior, especially from a young developing gut trying to, you know, find its way to normalcy. You're throwing this antibiotic and killing off all the good bacteria as well as the bad.
That's why I had candida.
And
my mother took me to doctors and they said, she's got rocks in there. She has cement in her gut. You know, that's why I was constipated. I mean, gross to talk about, but I was always in agony in my stomach until I found really great nutrition and started doing things like in college, I became a fruitarian. I did all kinds of stuff because I was always reading, wanting to improve myself, not only physically, but mentally and emotionally and spiritually as well. And so I'm a learner and been through everything out there just about.
And I think we probably have heard similar stories from our clients that say, I've tried everything. I've done everything. I've done every diet. I've tried every pill. I've tried every doctor, and they're not successful. And I think the key here is going inside. That it is for most of us. I know it is for me. And like you, I discovered nutrition being my foundation, and up comes my nutrition prescription, which is what I call what I developed for myself. And in that, when you discover that you're the answer, I think it really turns everything around. The answer's not outside of us. The answer's right here within us. And I think that so many people haven't found that, and more people need to hear that. So I'm glad you're expressing that.
Well, and that is the sign of a great coach. Knowing as a coach, like you and I do, is that the people that we coach and help to succeed, to go from a 0 to 10, that they have the answers inside. So we coach them to the answers, which, you know, happened for me. I got some great coaching. So one of the things that, you know, who I was as a size 14 wearing tent dresses was hopeless, helpless, depressed, thinking that my life was over, that I would never be loved, that I would never be married or find love, you know, true love, Cinderella, you know, that God hated me. In fact, my parents always said to us kids, you guys are wicked kids. God is going to punish you. And that was within the context of my father being a, you know, worship minister in a church. And it was like, you know, it was just a control madness method to get us to obey. If you don't obey, God's going to get you. I mean, so there were a lot of lies, Angela, that I had to debunk, and I had coaching around that. Now I help people to find the deepest lies inside of their subconscious and transform them into empowering beliefs. How good is that? Because who I am now at a size 4 is someone that has transformed from a lot of misconceptions into some really empowering beliefs about myself, about life, about God, about other people, and becoming truly transformational in that I can love unconditionally and without any judgment or taking offense. That's a level 10 right there. But how do you get there? It's climb every mountain, you know,
it takes some consistent work on yourself. And I think one of the things that you said was, you know, you have to have this self-belief. And if people come, if they realize when they come to a coach, it's not just help me lose weight. It really is help me find a whole life. It is all about the entire life. It's not about one thing, because like you said, you didn't just gain weight because you ate too much. You were eating too much because of all the other factors in your life. And I think so many people don't realize that. They think they're independent, as if I eat too much, period. That's the end of the story. It really isn't. Let's find those underlying drivers. Let's find what triggers that behavior, and let's settle that down. And when we do, then the eating doesn't become necessary anymore, at least not the great volumes of eating or the inappropriate eating. Like you said, you know, closet eating. It's really something I think people need to understand. Coaches go beyond just one specific issue. It's not just, you know, I need to lose weight, even though that seems to be people's greatest desire is to lose weight. But behind that is, I need to be a healthier me. I need to find the better me.
Exactly. Our life is like an iceberg. What we think cognitively is on the surface. Underneath is our unconscious or subconscious, and that's 90% of our operational system, our OS, iPhone OS, you know. Mm-hmm. Our operational system really is our subconscious. So going into the subconscious and healing the amygdala, like I do in, you know, neuroscience and neuroplasticity and things like that, it's very key in transformation. So yeah, your thought life, how your self-image is, what you believe about yourself, and then transforming that into something very empowering is life-changing, but also life-saving. So
it is. That's the key right there. People don't realize that going to a coach is not something that they think they need because they should be able to do it themselves. But you don't expect that when if you're sick in some other way, or if you've broken a bone, you don't expect to fix that on your own. You go see someone who can set your arm so it can heal. So coaches are here to help you find the way to heal yourself. It's an amazing thing to me that people, there's still a little bit of that, I'm not really sure I could use a coach, or I'm not really sure what they're going to do for me, but it really is helping bringing your life into balance. And I wish, and I do hope more people realize that, because their doctors don't have the time for that.
Yes.
It really is us.
And really, people have all the health and all the healing and all the good answers inside themselves. It's just clearing away the clutter on the surface and the misconceptions and the faulty belief system or self-image till they find the gold. And what I love is seeing the gold in people when I first meet them in the first minute, literally, and knowing what their, I even can, with intuition, know what their life path is or their true calling. And it's a process then of leading people, putting down little clues, helping them to discover ever deeper and deeper who they are and what they're meant to do in this life. It's fun.
Well, I know one of the things I discovered about myself when I started on this journey is that I am empathic. And so I can feel that, yes, that emotion that, and even if the person can't recognize it themselves, since I can take that on, and sometimes it's a struggle for me because there's a, could be a lot of emotion, could be a lot of turmoil. I need to take time and separate that out for myself, but then I can come back and say, is this what you're feeling? Is this what we're working at? And they're kind of amazed at that, but at the same time, they're relieved because they didn't have to come back and tell me every single little intimate detail. And I think for a lot of coaches, there is that kind of connection almost right away. Like, I got you. And trust me, I'm there with you.
Exactly. I see you. I feel you. I know you. And we're going to do this together. You don't have to be a lone wolf and figure everything out. You've got everything in you. Let's draw it out together. Let's have fun doing this. Instead of hopeless, helpless, you know. Oh, thank goodness I don't live there anymore.
And that's the best part. And that's what I try to explain to people, especially when they first come to me. They can't see 6 months down the road. And I'm thinking, you're not going to recognize yourself in 6 months. Yes. Just take a step back. Allow it to happen. If you allow yourself to go through the changes, and yeah, it may be uncomfortable at some point, but once you can release all that stuff, you'll release the weight. The toxins will go away. The fat cells will diminish. Your weight will go down. Your health will go up. Your energy will be stronger, more vital. You'll feel great. And they can't see it the first couple of times. And you're like, that's okay. You have me here. I'm going to keep telling you, you can do
it. We'll get there.
We'll get there together. Exactly.
One of the things I went through and I find people go through is this part of us that really wants to protect ourselves and that says, no, this isn't for me, or, oh, I can't go there, because of all of the hurt places in their heart or in their subconscious. When they get triggered, they say, this is scary. I can't do it. Just helping people get past that kind of that guardian part of their heart to allow themselves to actually transform. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you found that in your own coaching, but that's a serious part of us, that little child, that little person that was so wounded, so injured. And, you know, even with parents that are well-meaning, kids get hurt. Our feelings are so tender when we're little or babies or whatever. And, you know, even in utero, the mother's emotions transfer to the baby in utero. So there's in utero, before language, injury and hurt and wounding, subcortical, I call it, we call it.
So I think one of the things people don't realize is that it's not just them. It is the sum of everything. And they take it on. It's like, it's my burden or it's only me. And I'm like, it's the sum of everything. Like you said, it's the sum of how your mother carried you when she was pregnant, how you interacted with the world when you were born, how the world interacted with you. And it's every level. And it just gets all kind of squished together into this compact mass of whatever negative feeling you have. And it comes out in other ways, overeating, alcoholism, drug dependency, whatever it is. And if you can recognize that you're really no different. We all have this ability. You just have to be willing to go there to let go of it. And sometimes people aren't willing to let go of it because it's the only comfort space they know, even though it's not good. You know, it's like, it's the devil you know rather than the devil you don't know. So you have to help them. And I think my goal is, hey, dump it on me. I can take it. I'll just take all of it and you won't need it anymore. And then once it comes out, they usually start to feel lighter. They feel better. And it's like, yes, just keep going in that realm. And then we notice that there's other transformations. The weight's coming off. I don't feel so sick. I'm not so tired. You know, all those things start to happen.
Right. Well, and I do trauma release therapy where people can actually go way deep into their subconscious and release all the trauma from childhood that has built up and caused their life to pretty much shut down. And that can be, like you said, a place of comfort where that's all I know. This is who I am. But realizing that transformation is not that hard, that everybody feels they're not good enough, they aren't beautiful enough, perfect enough, whatever it is, we all have the same 5 to 10 or 2 to 3, if you really boil it down, core beliefs that really don't serve us into becoming the powerful people we were created to be. So yeah, I think the first thing I had to do on this journey is I had to decide, to be decisive that I want this as much as I want to breathe. And then I just felt like everything shifting, the universe, my creator, everything assisted me in getting there once I decided.
And I think that's the same thing that I use a different term. I use it, I made the commitment to me, but I think it's the same thing.
Well, of course it is.
You make that decision, this stops, I'm going forward with what I know to be better for me, in whatever fashion that is. And whether you say, I'm making the decision today, or I'm committed to this, or whatever it is, whatever the language that you're comfortable with, it's stopping what you think is all you're going to be, because you are so much more than what you can be right now.
So well said. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And then what I had to do, exactly what you said, I had to commit to me. I had to commit to me, even though, you know, I maybe was still called a fatty or stupid. I mean, I got a lot of ridicule. I mean, one of the things my sister would do is every night she would tell me how awful I was for whatever length of time, half an hour, because we shared a bed up in the attic. And it was cruel. And then I got the cruelty from other sibs and my parents during the day. It was very, very challenging. So I got to put all of that aside, stop the noise in my head, and really commit to myself that I was going to do things differently. And that really served me to really learn how to, and it was a process, learning how to self-honor me, how to get to know me, how to be the empowered me I was originally created to be. I was a powerful child, and I would ask guests that came over things, very deep, penetrating questions. Here I was 5 years old, like a future Barbara Walters, and my parents would say, stop hassling our guests, you're embarrassing them. No, I wasn't, because they were happy to answer me, and, you know, I learned to shut down and not have a voice because of that, you know, being told I wasn't good to people. And my heart is to love people. So, you know, life is funny, but yeah, I had to commit to loving me, to finding me. Everyone asks at some point, who am I? And what's my purpose? What am I meant to do in life?
And see, right there, you are a testament that this works, because not only did you overcome this childhood, and overcome's not even the right word, you learned to break free of it.
Oh, yes.
It is no longer part of you.
Yes.
And at your age, you proudly admit you're 70. I'm only 5 years behind you. So I feel like I am so happy to hear that it doesn't matter what age you are. It really doesn't. You can become something else that you want to be. You can be better than what you think your limiting belief is keeping you at. Just keep looking at being ever evolving. That's the thing I like. I once had a pastor tell me about, I thought my faith was changing and I was confused about it. And she said, well, if we don't evolve, we don't grow. And I'm like, wow, that's great to hear, because what I thought I was talking about was taking me away from what I was had been taught. And what she was telling me is I was going toward what I needed. And I think that's what we're talking here. You need to go towards what you need.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I did was I went into very committed action. Once I decided, I grounded myself with commitment with the help of a coach and getting my head more straight. And then what I learned to do that was so huge was to celebrate me, to celebrate my wins.
Perfect.
Rather than I'm not perfect yet and feeling the shame and the blame that I grew up with, I learned how to celebrate me. Like I acknowledge myself for, you know.
Yep. And that's one thing I always tell my clients, when you have a win, don't ignore it. Don't just say, oh, whatever. And celebrate it. Celebrate it without food, because that's usually the issue that we're having. We find something else to celebrate. Go buy that cute pair of shoes. Go take, you know, whatever time you need. Go get a massage. Whatever it is, treat yourself for reaching your goal, even if it's a little goal. But don't dismiss it. It's so important to celebrate for yourself.
It is. And so I'm celebrating this year because when I first got married, I said to my husband, I want us to be sexy at 70. And at first I thought, well, 70 is like I retire. And I started, my body started to shut down like that. I mean, because of that age thing. And then I said, no, sexy. I remembered that all of a sudden. It totally transformed my energy, like right back up. So, you know, I realized, oh, this is my 70th year. And oh my goodness, I probably should think about retiring because I don't know what I want to do for the next few years. Maybe I'll just, you know, slow down and just stop what I'm doing. And then I thought, it came to me, oh my gosh, when I first got married, when we were talking one day and I said, I'm going to be sexy at 70, you know, and my husband agreed. And then I thought I am, and I will be. And I feel now at the age of almost 70, like I was in my 20s when I got married. And I am just rejoicing and celebrating this whole new direction in my life. I've taken on some huge, hairy, scary things, and I'm crushing it. And, you know, I will be, you know, going for life until the moment I pass to heaven with the angels.
I think that's wonderful. And I think that's the kind of excitement for life, that passion to move forward in life that you need to have that carries you through. Because if you lose that passion, really, what do you have? I mean, it's kind of just an existence. It's not really living. And I feel the same way about you. I married, my current husband is my second husband. And when we got married, I was like, I want to maintain this because he's 15 years younger than I am. I'm going to get old, I thought in my head. And then I thought, that's the wrong way to think. I'm going to be as young as he is, and I'm going to stay that way forever. And you know what? I think that's what keeps the passion alive. You don't think of yourself at a particular age. You think
right.
of yourself as a vital, you know, sexy creature that can just go whenever you want to go. And that's what we need to keep our lives in the passion range.
Absolutely. Someone told me when I turned 65, because that's kind of like when a lot of people retire, they said, Norma, you're ageless. And it was like, yeah, that's my
there you go.
I'm ageless, that I will not have age weighing me down even at 100 years old. And really, our body is created to live till 120. Why not? And live passionately.
I think that's a great place for us to pause here. We could talk about this forever, but I really want to talk about your upcoming summit. I realize that you've got a great group of people on this Conquering Weight Loss Summit, and please tell us all about it.
Yeah, I'm excited. At first, I was going to do an anti-aging summit, but then I thought, no, weight loss is what really is my heart. It makes me cry when I think about helping people to actually get there. And so, you know, the subtitle is Retrain Your Brain, Achieve Lasting Results, and Create the Body You Love. It's about the science of the subconscious, neuroscience, and, you know, how to do this one last time and really be successful. And, you know, love yourself, love your body, and have the vitality at any age. Starting right now, you can do it. I did it. If I can do it, you can do it.
I think that's fantastic. I just want to tell everybody listening, the link to sign up will be right with the podcast. Sign up to get this free access to Norma's summit, and you will not regret it. You get so much information, actionable, free gifts from the speakers. I think it's going to be a great success. So again, I want to thank you, Norma. This has been a great conversation. I think we probably could go on forever. I mean, we have some similar styles, let's say, and
yes.
We really enjoy life. And I love that.
Well, I love it too. And oh, you are marvelous. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm so glad we met. I really feel like it was, you know, karma or whatever you want to call it, that we come together, because I think there's great synergy in what we do. And I think we're both in the same place. We have this passion to help other people get to where we are, or even better.
Get to where they want to go.
Where they want to go. They will just feel like life is just wonderful at that point. Make their own transformation.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Oh, thank you again. So I want to thank everybody for listening to this episode of Nutrition Prescription. Please comment below anything you want and sign up for Norma's Conquering Weight Loss Summit. And until next podcast, I wish everyone to be well.
Thanks so much for listening to Nutrition Prescription with your host, Angela Atkins. Find her online at yourhealthunbound.com, Twitter at Angela C. Atkins, and Facebook.com/AngelaAtkinsHNCoach. We'll see you next time.